It's a new year, 2025, and you're probably thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How can I make this the best year ever? How am I going to build something for myself? I'm dying to be my own boss or see if I can turn this business idea I've been kicking around into a reality. But I don't know how to make that happen. Shopify is the key, and let me tell you how. The best time to start your new business is right now. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates. No coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. Shopify makes it easy to manage your growing business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on the important stuff, like growing your business. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/redcircle.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends, and welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast. We have begun. From, of course, the Impact Power Sports Studio, online at impactpowersportsmi.com. An amazing place to purchase fun side-by-sides, ATVs, motorcycles, e-bikes, Yamaha golf carts. That's Michigan's newest Yamaha golf cart dealer. They are located in Rockford, Michigan, along 14 Mile Road. You can find them also online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Okay. Another day where fucking half a foot of snow is going to fall around here. Seems like every day lately, we're just getting blasted. It's been an outstanding winter. I am not complaining. I'm never one to complain. Not really about anything, you know? I tend to forget. And I think I use that to my advantage, even when I shouldn't. Because people know me. I'm like, oh, I don't know. I forgot. Which is pretty much an excuse that a child would give. Even if I haven't forgotten, I can pull that off. Just, oh, man, I forgot. Our pal Gabriel is here. He is our youngest audience member. He'll be 15, I believe, in March. He is the son of, he's Gabe Jr. Gabe Sr. is a longtime pal of the show. And so is Jr. Jr. is helping me cultivate a younger audience because we need younger audience members. He writes, I still have school today. And then he writes, it's gay they didn't cancel it. I'm pretty happy that young people are still using gay like that. You know, everything was gay. Now, that's not a slight on gay people. There was that bit in South Park about the use of F rhymes with bag. Now, I won't go that far. I'm not going to start busting out F rhymes with bag. But I still like the idea that people are using gay like that. Oh, man, that's gay. We used to say that on the radio. We wouldn't say F rhymes with bag, but we used to say, oh, yeah, whatever, you're gay. Oh, what a dummy. You're so gay. So welcome, Gabe Jr. He says, we got to have a paintball event in late March, and I'll bring my friends for you. All right. Dave in Hudsonville says it was great when you could say that without getting a sideways look. Well, yeah, I mean, Dan says that the word retarded is returning. Now, I don't think that that's the case. I think that if you bust out retarded, you get your ass kicked. People will just hate on you. Maureen says, personally, I don't like using the word gay in place of dumb or stupid. Yeah, I know. And this hot on the heels of Maureen telling me what jokes to make yesterday. I get it. I get it. You don't. You see, Maureen, see what you did? Now Becca's jumping in. This is all a joke. God damn it. Would you people relax? I don't really mean that. Why can't you just let me have my fun in my own little world here? Do you really think that I want people to go around saying retarded and gay? No. My God. We've got an interesting dynamic here at the house today. You see, there's no dogs. That is because they are in bed with Pooh Bear right now. Pooh Bear is not feeling well. She is sick as shit. And so yesterday she wakes up Monday for school and she goes, hey, boy, I got a little scratchy throat. I'm like, oh, boy. Now, I don't know where she got it. Justin had it a couple days ago, and then we went over there Sunday. Of course, I don't get sick because I'm like Wolverine. I don't get sick. I haven't been sick since November of 2022 when I had COVID last. I have not had even so much as a sniffle. Knock on wood. But she... So I reached out to her yesterday. I go, hey, how you feeling? Getting worse. I'm like, oh, my God. Ben says to Maureen, that opinion is retarded, LOL. Donut Dan says, nobody understands sarcasm anymore. Easy. I know it. I know it. Also, I guess it is Ben Glaze's birthday. I think he's like 50 today. Happy birthday to you, Ben Glaze. I did not know it was your birthday. Tophus says his hairline is 50. My God. Then he says, I love you, Ben. No, I'm sure he knows you do. He probably laughed at that, actually. All right. So Pooh Bear is out. She's done. So I said to her last night, I go, yeah, you shouldn't go to school. She goes, I have to. I go, look, you're not doing anybody any favors if you go to school. Okay? I know that you've got a very important a list of things that you have to do every day working with the young people. But for God's sake, you know, if you bring illness into those homes, that's not good, you know? So then she woke up today and she was just even worse. So I go, that's it. No, and she got a sub. So there you go. And then she's like, well, what am I going to do tomorrow? I have to be with Madison for her doctor's appointment. I go, well, worry about that then. Worry about that then. This is not a big deal. Just lay in bed. You don't have to do anything. Just relax. Help you as much as I can. I'll probably go check on her in a little bit, make sure she's okay. But she feels like dog shit. Today, I'm over here doing the radio show, which, by the way, side note, I just, no, boy. I oftentimes reach out to my pal E-Rock from Opie and Anthony fame. And just to say, hey, buddy, how are you? And we usually bitch to each other about the radio industry. What up, E-Rock? How's life? Any new firing catastrophes that you've heard of in the industry? He says, you have a knack of hitting me up right when things happen. Excuse me. He writes, so in December, SiriusXM had to give their estimates for the upcoming year. They have to cut $275 million from their budget. They are no longer focusing on streaming. They are only going to be concerned with subscribers that have it in their car. They had to admit that they've had zero growth for younger and newer subscribers. They have nobody under 35. Which leads to the announcement today. There's an article in Forbes how SiriusXM stock could dive to $10 or less an hour. Their stock projections are going to be down more than 50%, 50. E-Rock goes on to say, and they're saying that their decline in subscribers was due to inflation and the fact that people are not buying new cars. From the end of 2022 till now, Sirius is down over 800,000 subscribers. Oh, no! And they are $11 billion in debt. Out of that $275 million that they have to cut, Howard's contract ends in September. If they don't renew that, that's over $100 million that they will save. Holy shit. That's the thing about radio. Like I've said, younger people do not even touch it at all. And the only chance that you can actually listen to the radio is for people who are listening to it in the car. I honestly believe that the end is near on the radio for Free Beer and Hot Wings, but that doesn't mean they're sunk. If any show can make big headway through just online sources distributing the show, not that different than what I do, they will be fine. Well, Greg and Chris will be fine. I don't know if they'll have the infrastructure to pay all of those people, but they themselves will be fine. But I fully expect over time, one by one, people will have to be dropped because it's not going to be feasible anymore. And then when the time does come for radio to finally say, look, we can't pay you anymore, they can very easily make it on their own. Donut Dan says, John Boy and Billy lost their home station last fall. Nader says, SiriusXM stock looks good right now. 14-year-old Gabe writes, easy, I tried showing my mom your show, and I got grounded at her house. Yeah, you can't do that, man. You got to keep the shit between us. Don't tip off your friends about this. Young people might get a kick out of an old fuck talking poop pee pee caca. But don't play it for your mom. Now, I've not met your mother. I've met your father. I don't know what the personal situation is. I don't know if mom and dad are together or what, but don't be tipping your mom off. Speedy says, if I showed friends at my current school your show, I would get jumped. All right. Well, pick your spots. You got to be smart about this shit. I know you've got some street smarts to you, even though you're only fucking 14. Damn it. Mr. Pop Pop says, quote, don't tell your parents about what we do. That sounds horrible, Chris. By the way, the local kid around here in the neighborhood who refers to me as Rich Eric is chit-chatting about the snow shoveling duties here at the homestead, which I expect to get a couple knocks today because we got another 6 inches on the ground. Yesterday, I did it myself. Let's see. Yesterday, the kid went up to mom and said, I was going to ask Rich Eric if I could shovel, but mom, you said someone else did it the other day, so I don't want him to have to pay more people. That's very sweet. My God, hold on a second. That should say I would have let him. I just realized it was a typo that I can't have. Okay. Bob says first rule about Zane Club is we do not talk about Zane Club. Off and running on this edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast. Radio show went off without a hitch. We had one song that went in the Boston bin that was pure garbage. That has turned out to be quite a thing because I say to the audience, by all means, call me or text me with your suggestions. But know this, if the song stinks, it's going in the Boston bin. So you might doom a band. We had somebody suggest some dumpster fire of a song. I was like, God damn it. How can you people like this? What is wrong with you? I don't even remember who it was. Let me see if I can figure it out again. Scott wanted to hear the song Silent Winter from a band called The End Machine. I was like, holy cow, that just sucked. This is a crazy, busy week for your old pal EZ. Because I've got basketball tonight. I've got hockey Wednesday. I've got basketball Thursday. I've got hockey Friday. I've got hockey Saturday. 5-5. This is very rare. And then Sunday, I've got the Great Skate. So essentially 6-6. But I'm stoked because the basketball games are just fantastic. If you've not been to the basketball games, the Grand Rapids Gold basketball games, you must go. So awesome. So much fun. If you can get past the ridiculous price of concessions, I think they've got a deal where you can get like 4 tickets and get like vouchers for cheap food. That's about as far as he'll go. But I will be there tonight for basketball, tomorrow for hockey, hopefully wearing pants that fit. The new pants arrived after the horrible-looking pants from over the weekend. And they still are sitting there by the front door, not yet opened. I haven't had a minute to even try them on. God bless Pooh Bear for feeling bad about getting me a pair of pants that look like shit. And I think that the pair of pants that look like shit are probably just going to go in the dumpster. They're so baggy. I look like fucking Charlie Chaplin. Stupid. Linda says, off topic job update. I'm so glad that you have a job update because I was wondering about this. I was just contacted for yet another interview with this company. Praying it goes well. I heard everyone hates this woman. Now, wait a minute. Is this different than the one that you had the other day? The one that you had on Friday, did that dry up? Like Maureen's vagina? I mean, what's going... Oh, same company. So you've graduated to the next level, right? Is that what's going on? By the way, I don't know if it's a good idea in a public setting to say, I heard everyone hates this woman. You might want to think twice about posting that shit on here. I mean, not that there's going to be a ton of people ever, ever paying attention to my show, but you never know. Rebecca says, just get the pants hemmed. The pants aren't too long. They're too loose. I don't need them to be hemmed. I know it looks like it, but they're actually the right length. It's just they are built for a person who's got massive fucking fat legs. Side note, if you don't buy slim, classic is, it should say fat. And slim is for what used to be classic. And I think skinny is what used to be slim. Because Americans are getting so goddamn fat that even something that's supposed to be small is huge. Linda says, slim makes you feel good, if you say so. Yesterday was a clean eating day, and I don't know how the hell I did it. I read that I was doing some research about what sugar does to your body, like immediately stopping or restricting your sugar, cutting back on, well, I eat fucking handfuls of M&Ms all the goddamn time and high sugar fruits. So I'm like, I gotta figure this out. And I think I've figured out part of the reason why I get so exhausted in the middle of the day. Now, this is probably something that all of you already knew. But yesterday, no nap. What happened? What changed? Well, yesterday, when I finally did break my fast about 16 hours from the previous time that I ate, I had two or three hard-boiled egg whites. And then I had like a small amount of, like a quarter cup of small curd cottage cheese, and that actually satisfied me to some degree. Day goes on as planned. I had a couple other things, nothing bizarre. I didn't like eat handfuls of M&Ms, nothing like that. I had some meats, I had some cheeses, I had a salad later on in the day. I had half of a protein bar because the protein bar is loaded with sugar. And I didn't want to, it's a 370 calorie protein bar. And I said, that's too much. So I'm going to eat half of that. And I actually cut it in half and then I cut it into like bits so I can eat it like a snack. I had, I got these small cucumbers, which are like no calories, which occupy space in my stomach. And so then as the day wore on, not even the least bit tired at all. I'm like, huh. That's when I started looking up about this sugar thing. That's the only thing that's changed. And when you eat a lot of sugar, your body's response is dumping a lot of insulin into your system. So the sugar increases your blood sugar level quite a bit, and then your body lowers that blood sugar level with the insulin, and then it all is kind of, your body doesn't like it. I mean, it can handle it. And some people, if you do that too much, you become diabetic. But one of the side effects of that is you get really fucking sleepy. So I'm like, why do I feel like everyone on the planet knew this except for me? So, fucking, I feel great when I'm normally like sleeping with a taco nap for 3 hours. And I'm like, I think I might have just saved myself 3 hours a day every day if I can get this in check. I went out, I shoveled the driveway like a boss, came inside, did plyometrics, which is an absolute bitch. And about 7 p.m., I had my salad with my little oil and vinegar deal, and it was fantastic. And then I get to like 8 o'clock. I'm like, all right, now this is critical. This is the time when I always go bonkers. And I'm looking in the fridge, and I go, you just got to close this fucking thing and go to bed. Just go to bed. Grabbed a handful of blueberries, which isn't too bad. Low glycemic index. To bed. Everything is fine. This is, working out is one thing. I have an easier time getting the workouts in than I do not eating like a fucking child. Tofus says lots of people are miserable, so they eat some happy to get dopamine. I blame politics. Yeah, whatever. Linda says, yep, afternoon sugar crash. Nick says, I made homemade eggs Benedict for dinner. Nothing like 6 eggs and a stick of butter in one meal. God damn. Jeremy's on the road. He says, easy, I'm stuck in a hotel room tonight. Fat-a-thon may not go well since the only thing that delivers is pizza and fast food. Going to try to hit the gym today, though. Super bummed out about this, honestly. Well, yeah, but you can pack food, right? Why don't you just pack it in a cooler and then when you get to the truck stop, add ice? Can't you, like, pack everything? Confirm or deny this. Is that feasible? Is it realistic to think that you can pack your food for your trips like this? I would think that you could. So that's something that you need to improve on is preparation if you're going to be, as serious as you need to be here. You're going to have to go the extra mile.
It's a new year, 2025, and you're probably thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How can I make this the best year ever? How am I going to build something for myself? I'm dying to be my own boss or see if I can turn this business idea I've been kicking around into a reality. But I don't know how to make that happen. Shopify is the key, and let me tell you how. The best time to start your new business is right now. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates. No coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. Shopify makes it easy to manage your growing business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on the important stuff, like growing your business. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025, has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Business taxes. We're stressing about all the time and all the money you spent on your taxes.
This is my bill?
Now Business Taxes is a TurboTax small business expert who does your taxes for you and offers year-round advice at no additional cost, so you can keep more money in your business. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com/business. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service.
Yoda World says our everyday products have like twice or three times as much sugar as most other countries. Dan says broccoli is great and it's crunchy. Nick says, look up Vinny Tortorich. He is a huge proponent of no sugar, no grains diet. Well, congrats. That is going to make my notepad. If it makes my notepad, that is a reminder to look it up and read. Branjo says, any suggestions to help curb sweet tooth other than to just do it? Also, I think it's picked up since I stopped drinking. No, I don't have a lot. But I think it's important to have appropriate foods on hand. Like the hard-boiled eggs are ready. I buy a ton of these vegetables, like cucumbers and carrots. And then you got to have them ready to go. Because if that can occupy some space in your stomach, and then in addition to like that, you can follow it up with like some protein, lean meats, and have at it that way. This is all at your fingertips. You gotta search this shit out online. It has never been easier to get in shape fantastically. It's all at our fingertips. Linda suggests brushing your teeth. Yeah, that might buy you some time to get to the day. A 14-year-old Gabe writes to Branjo, I recently started a sugar cut last week. You just have to get through it by eating more whole foods to make you feel full and drink more water. It will keep you more full and makes it to where you're not craving anything. Okay, Gabe is what is known as an old soul because he's speaking wise shit and he's 14. You're not supposed to have your wits about you like that when you're 14. You're supposed to be like suggesting things like gummy bears. That's pretty impressive. Jeremy says, I left Kalamazoo yesterday, thought it was only one overnight, but the roads are closed near Erie, PA, so I'm stuck out for another night. I had plenty of food for yesterday, but not today. I don't know, walk. Walk to a goddamn Walmart and buy some food and throw it in your cooler. Go out on a goddamn mission if you have to. It'll be fun. Document it all and tell us about your adventures. Our pal Gabe is in school athletics, wrestling. And he had to cut the sugar for wrestling. That's good. You know what I noticed about people who wrestle? They become like peak performers later in life. It might be the most physically demanding sport on the planet. Wrestling. Nick says that Vinny Totrich explains how all sugar is the same. There is no sugar better than the other. Honey, fruit, brown and white sugar, it's all the same to your body. Now, I have heard that. Rebecca says, 14-year-old Gabe will be our diet coach, LOL. Then Gabe adds, yeah, easy. You want to pay for me to get more quality meats at Meijer for my postseason bulk? Look, I'm sorry that you're poor. Totally not kidding. Anyway. Corey says that Kurt Angle won the gold medal with a broken freaking neck. Yoda World adds, stay away from the zero sugar sodas. Messes with your brain. I'm going to need more specifics on that before I believe that zero sugar sodas mess with your brain. Wouldn't surprise me, though. All right. For those that are enjoying the show on Facebook, thank you so much for being here, but I am going to cut you loose. The rest of the show is on Twitch. You can download the Twitch app and then search Eric Zane Live. That is at Eric Zane Live, all one word, and you can get the rest of the show. Go there, get the rest of the show, and then tomorrow when I go live, after you followed me, it'll let you know when I'm going live, which is supposed to be 10 a.m. every day, Monday through Thursday, with a 9 a.m. start on Friday, all Eastern time. I have a Patreon where I put up tons of content each and every week, including the Patreon bonus podcast, the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, Who Are These Free Beers, the Lost Zane recordings. It's all there for you at patreon.com/Eric Zane, and you can sign up free for 7 days. You do have to put in a payment form, but I suggest you sign up, do all that, and then cancel it right after. That way, at the end of the 7 days, you won't accidentally be charged. So if you're like, it's at the end of the 7 days, I don't want it to charge you inadvertently. If after the 7 days you continue to want the content, go back into your profile and enable the card, and then I'll charge you $5 a month for all the audio or $10 a month for the audio, video, and live streams. And if you want to sign up for one full year, I'll take 10% off. So what was $60 for all the audio is $54. What was $120 for audio, video, live streams is now $108. You can send me an email too on the Shoreliner Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Email kind of like the way of the dodo, it seems like. Fewer and fewer people do it, but it is an easy way to reach out to me. I like to respond to everything, both on Facebook, if you reach out to me on Facebook, or maybe even on X, whatnot, or in email. All right, Facebook and Twitch, brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. I've got a place for you to get your cannabis. Some of you like being stoned, like, all the time. Try the Green Medicine Shop. Fantastic shop in Greenville, Michigan. Some of you are just curious about cannabis. If you go to the Green Medicine Shop, Shawnee is a pharmacist. She can answer any question you may have about what you're considering partaking in. You can say, yeah, everybody's doing it. Yeah, it seems like they are. Green Medicine Shop is in Greenville, Michigan's newest recreational facility, 21 and up. 18 to 21, you can also get cannabis products with a med card, which you can get on their website. Thank you, Green Medicine Shop, for being part of the show. I have an accountant on this show that wants to do your taxes. Tag Accounting, online at tagcpa.net. Call them at 616-301-9516. No matter where you are in the U.S., they can do your taxes for you. The world is so much closer with all these amazing ways online to take care of things like this. So, seriously, you will get more money back at the end of the year or when you fill your taxes out because of Tag Accounting. Don't do it yourself. Enough with the stupid software that you buy and then you sit down with all your shit out in front of you. It takes like a day and a half. A whole weekend is lost. Wouldn't it be easier just to give somebody $100 for your tax return, get them all your info, and then he says to you, yeah, coming up on Monday at 8 a.m., I'm doing your taxes. Okay, thanks. If he doesn't call you, that means it was a breeze. If he calls you at that time, that means he's got a question. Next thing you know, 3 days later, all your money is in your account that the government owes you. Wasn't that easy? Quit being an asshole and doing this shit yourself. Have Troy Ginzer do it, based right here in West Michigan, for everyone in the United States. Doesn't matter where you are. Call 616-301-9516. 616-301-9516 for Tag Accounting. I also want to mention Joe Martinez at A&E Heating and Cooling. I take that back. I want to mention Frank Fuss from My Policy Shop Insurance. I just introduced Frank to a new customer yesterday, so hopefully you'll stay off my back. If you need help signing up for Obamacare, or if your Medicare or Social Security is in your future, reach out to Frank. He helps you for no charge. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com and get started today on Frank helping you. After you reach out to him, he's going to send you a link. It says, hey, let's book a time and let's talk via the phone, or I'll come to you, or you come to me, or we meet at a coffee shop, whatever you want. It's all about you. Buyinsurancehere.com is the website that you go to. Nick writes, artificial sweeteners taste like shit. Don't know how people put that in coffee. It tastes like poison. Those sugary alcohols, those are weird. Any of those products like the zero sugar Coke, you can just taste it. It just feels wrong. There's a yogurt that we used to buy. I was like, this tastes like shit. I said, look, yeah, I want to limit the sugar, but I would rather just eat less of something with actual sugar in it than do this. Tim writes, his son Zeke is resting well, still struggling with his breathing, bad CO2 levels, which required him to be reintubated. It's going to be a long week here at Helen DeVos. That family is strong as shit. They have been through so much. We're thinking about you and your family, Tim. Yoda World says, it's because the brain is expecting more glucose than it gets, which leads to a repeating loop cycle and bad habits. Blind studies, nerd stuff, etc. Recommend looking into it yourself if you're skeptical, of course. No, I feel great. Young Gabe says, once you get to about a week, natural sugars such as fruits and stuff like that start tasting better and sweeter. I love that you're experiencing this. Just don't get annoying about it when you're in school or someone's going to beat your ass. If all the other kids are talking about fresh snatch and you're going on and on about sugar and shit, you're going to get punched in the stomach and stuffed in a locker and maybe even raped. So whatever you do, it's okay to utter this shit with us here. But if you talk about this in the hallways of whatever fucking school you go to, they're going to be like, what the fuck? Shut up. And they're going to beat your ass. So you definitely be careful with that, Gabe. All right. I got to go tinkle, so don't go anywhere, and I'll be back. Okay, I'm back. My beloved Madison had a big girl moment. Did you ever have those where you as you go from maybe like student to not student, which is kind of like a big jump into like big people world. Like, let's say you're going to school, but you got a job lined up right after graduation. And then right away, you're thrust into the day-to-day rigors of what was a big change from going to class and that environment to the workplace. That can be tough on people. I remember when I was going through that, I was, and it worked out for me, but it could very well not have. I was 21, going on 22, because just a handful of days after I turned 22, Pooh Bear and I got married. And I remember putting in for like time off at the radio station on Z93. Now, I didn't read the fine print when I started working there. I guess they give you like, they would give me like 5 days of time off, which I had already used. So it comes time to get married and I put in my 5 days. I'm going to get married on a Saturday. So my last day of work would have been a Friday, get married on a Saturday, and then off on honeymoon, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, back on Sunday, back to work Monday. So the schedule comes out and I'm on it. And I had already like put in for the time off. And my boss says, the schedule is correct. And I'm like, well, no, it isn't. I got to get married. Well, you know, I planned this. And he said, the schedule is as it is. And so I said, all right, well, today's my last day. I said, I quit. And that's where the conversation ended. So then I went back to doing Poor Boy and Cecil. Hey, Poor Boy, I heard you're getting married. Yeah, Cecil, that's right. You taking any time off, Poor Boy? Yeah, Cecil, I'm going to be leaving town. Hey, the boss said you can't. You can't do it. Yeah, well, I'm doing it. Like, I'm doing the bit on the air. This is seconds after I hung up with him. We finish up like a Metallica song and, hey, Poor Boy. Yeah, Cecil. Congratulations to getting married, but you can't leave. The boss said you got to stay. Hotline rings. It's my boss. He starts screaming at me. This gets ugly, and we're screaming at each other, and it's all my fault. But I ended up getting what I want, amazingly. Jeremy says Cecil sounds just like Amanda. Well, yeah, kind of, but it doesn't have the... guys. But you're right, it does. Sometimes you get that in characters. I picture them to be one and the same, but Cecil is a hell of a lot more attractive. So... I ended up getting the time away, but I was very lucky. I should have been fired. Madison, when she gets done with college here, she has a job, which she's going to do what's known as a gap year. You work or whatever, you just get away from the school setting, and then you go back and continue on with your education because... She is going to continue her education and get like a master's degree in her field. But before that, she's going to do that, she's going to work. So, and then she's getting married in June, early June. And so she wanted to go on a trip with Pooh Bear and I. And she's doing all this adding up, like, the time off, and she's trying to put in the time that she's getting off, and she's only getting a certain amount of days. And she's got the days off for the marriage to get married, but she's not getting the days off to leave town for 5 days with Pooh Bear and I because she's already, you know, it's a new job. And she responded with, "Ah!" And I'm like, she goes, "What am I going to do?" I go, "Well, you're going to stay home. You're not going to take that trip, I guess. You'll just have to," I go, "wait till next year." She goes, "Well, how does this work?" I go, "Well, typically, as you work, you accrue time. And the more that you work, you bank the time, and then you can use it." She goes, "Well, when do I get time off?" I go, "Well, you don't. You'll get things known as personal days, like if you have a doctor's appointment. But you will get, you have the weekends, but that's about it." And she could not believe that. She's like, "I can't just go when I want to." I go, "No." I go, "No, you're pretty much on the hook. That's how it goes." Linda says, "You're not paying for that master's, right?" I don't know yet. We'll see. Stevie says, "Yeah, Madison, it sucks." Rebecca says, "Welcome to the real world." That's what I said. I said the same thing. I go, "Yeah, this is what you have to wrap your mind." I remember when I was your age and I had to wrap my mind around that, and it seemed bleak to me. I thought, "Are you kidding me? So for like 51 weeks out of the year, I'm committed to doing my job?" And it took me forever to get that through my fucking head. Nick says, "Delaying adulthood as long as possible." Yeah, that's what people want to do. Fuck. When I had that realization, I wanted to crawl back into fucking a hole or crawl under my covers and just stay there. Becca says, "Being an adult is dumb. Welcome to the shit show." That's one way to look at it. But another way to look at it is someone wants you so badly that they demand that you stay there, and they're going to pay for you. They're going to pay you for it. That's a better way to look at it. It's an opportunity. I like being an adult. I prefer this life a hell of a lot more than when I was a kid. When I was a kid, all I was doing was getting my ass beat and beaten off. Now I don't get my ass beat. All right. Well, there you go, honey. Madison is extremely sad because there was a kid in the dorms at Hope College who got hit by a train, and Madison knew her. It was awful. This sweet kid, I don't know, they're trying to figure out how the fuck it happened. There's video, but I don't think it's available for the public to see. The police, there's a train that goes right by Hope, and this kid is one of the resident assistants in the same dorm that Madison used to stay in. And no, Cole, she's not okay. She has passed, you asshole. Well, anyway, the kid has a guide dog and somehow wandered in front of the fucking train. And they don't know. They're saying it was accidental. Okay, great. But the idea that the kid walked in front of the train, though. A lot of people want to know if the dog is okay. The dog did survive somehow. The dog must have, like, gotten out of the way. And fuck. I guess there's a lot of questions. Maybe she just lost her wits as to her surroundings. You know how sometimes, like, when a train is coming, it's so loud. You can't really, you can hear it. It comes like from both sides because the sound hits a wall or a building. It comes back at you. And there's a weird Doppler effect going. But I mean, the bells were dinging and everything, and it still fucked her up. And she got winged by the train. Like, it didn't, she wasn't right in the middle of it, but it did strike her, and really fucked up scenario. Yoda World says the tunnel creates a sound. Buffett. Correct. And so, yeah, I guess that's what happened. Well, Madison is, I mean, everybody's fucked up on the school. It's a small campus. And so Madison knew this kid. I was like, oh, fuck. Well, kind of knew of her. I don't think she knew her, like, hey, how are you? And I guess she was really, really sweet and awesome, which that's an upset. Because most blind people are assholes. I guess there's some controversy about how I pronounced a word. Yoda World says the tunnel creates a sound buffet. Did you mean buffer? I don't know. Whatever. I get what you mean. Yeah, most blind people are so goddamn annoying that when, if like most of the blind people that I know, if they got hit by a train, I'd have been like, oh, thank God. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.